Going on, everyone. I'm Tammy. You're on TammyTalks.com. Today, I have the privilege to interview VH1's very own Evelyn Lozada from Basketball Wives. So, thanks so much for calling into the show. So, within the past couple years, you've become pretty much a household name. What's been the biggest change in your life since becoming a reality star?
I would say the biggest change in my life is probably, no longer having privacy and just being in the public now. That's definitely from season one. Obviously, the show has gotten more and more popular, and we have more fans as the seasons, as we go into, every season, there's more and more fans. So I think that's probably the biggest change is just, having people know who you are when you're walking in the street and knowing your name and, your life. And, that's definitely the biggest change.
So after watching yourself on TV, do you have any regrets on actually signing on to do the show?
No, I always get asked this question. I mean, there were a few times I may have watched the episode and it was like, ooh, did I say that? Or, this is what it is, and this is how Evelyn is, and I don't really live with regrets. Maybe season one when I had, one too many drinks, I was like, oh, my God. But, I mean, other than that, I never blame anything on editing. This is who Evelyn is, and, I don't really regret anything.
Okay. Did you think that you guys would be going into a fifth season of the show when you first signed on? Did you think it would be as big as it is now?
No, and we're going into a fourth season, not a fifth season. When you start filming the show, especially like season one, you don't have any idea. You're just filming, and I didn't think it was going to go this far. I was like, I don't think I'm that damn interesting, but people loved it, and the realness, nothing is staged, and I would have never thought that it would be where it's at, but, I'm also, now we're just to a point that we're like, wow, how far is this going to go,
Right.
But I think all of the cast members, are happy that, the viewers are still interested and still tune in.
Okay. So you recently announced that you were making your own makeup line. So what made you decide to do a makeup line rather than maybe a shoe line or a clothing line?
Those things are also into play, but just not.
Okay.
We're in the beginning stages of those things, but as far as my makeup line, I love makeup, and especially during my interviews on the show, I like to venture out and try different colors, and, it's just something that I enjoy, and, once the show started airing, I would get a lot of comments, wow, your makeup looks great, and then that's sort of how the idea came about. And, I wanted to start my own line, something that's affordable, but that's also, quality. I didn't want to just have a cheap makeup line. My makeup will definitely, it's going to be, on the same level as MAC.
Okay.
Eyeshadows, blushes, but, it's going to be, half of the price.
Oh, that's great. Now, is this something that you're going to try to market in stores, or is it just going to be online?
No, we're going to sell them in stores, especially, like pharmacies, like Walgreens, CVS, Duane Reade, stores like that.
Okay. Great. I'm definitely looking to buy that. That's even better. If people are always looking for more affordable makeup. Like, I love MAC and Chanel, but it gets pricey. It definitely is pricey.
No, it definitely does. And I will guarantee that it's on the same level as far as quality and colors. It's going to be fun.
Okay, I'll definitely be looking for that once that does hit stores. So you also wrote a book recently. What made you decide to write a book?
It started off, I had a bunch of journals that I had written, when I was in my previous relationship, and, just reading those journals and just reading all the things that I had gone through, whether it be good or bad, gave me the idea. I was like, wow, these are, pretty juicy novels. And then, you know, I connected with Courtney Parker, who is helping me write the book. And that's how it, you know, how that's how it came about. So a lot of the stories in there are real, but obviously under fictitious names. And, you know, definitely juicy stories. So you'll never know what character is Evelyn, you know, or, you know, or did this happen to her? But a lot of my real life is in that book.
And that was actually my next question, too. Is it more of like a memoir or if it's more kind of scattered around so we really can't tell who you're exactly talking about?
Right. They're just fiction novels.
Okay. That's pretty dope, actually. So your slogans and your sayings from Basketball Wives, you've been transferring those over to your T-shirt line. And it's crazy because when you first announced that you were doing the T-shirts on the show, and you tweeted the link, I made a post about it on my blog, and I checked the stats this morning, and it's over 14,000 views just on that post. Did you think that the T-shirts would blow up as big as they are so fast?
No. Before the T-shirts became a storyline on the show, I was already planning on obviously selling them, but then, you know, they became, it happened to become a storyline on the show, which obviously helped my sales. But, no, and I thought it was pretty cool. You know, I mean, I have so many fans that purchase the shirts and they tweet me pictures. So I save a lot of those pictures because they definitely did well, and you know, it was an idea that I didn't know was going to pretty much, you know, be so successful, and it was, and it still is.
So when you think of when you decide to put a saying onto a shirt, is it just based off how well people responded to it after seeing an episode, or?
Yeah, I base it off of my Twitter followers, you know, especially they watch the episode and then I'll see, you know, what, you know, the viewers are talking about. And there's always one thing that, you know, sticks out in people's minds and, you know, they'll tweet me that and they'll say, well, I called my, you know, daughter's father, non-mother effing factor, or, you know, my girlfriend is a bum bee, or, you know, so that's how I base it on, and I see what everyone is talking about, and then I'm like, okay, that's what I'm going to put on my T-shirt.
Okay, I actually don't have one. I've been meaning to order one. I need to get on and order one. I don't know what chain exactly I want just yet, so I'm actually get back online and take a look and see which one. And speaking of Twitter, you interact with your fans a lot. Why is that so important for you to connect with your fans?
You know, it's important for me to connect with them because I'm a regular person. In my eyes, I'm a regular person, you know, and, you know, they see me on the show and they may have this perception of me on the show, but for me to be able to interact with my, you know, followers, you know, fans, I think it's pretty cool. You know, we talk about everything and everything. I respond to positive, negative messages, you know, sad, happy. It doesn't matter. You know, I talk to everyone, so I try to. And I just think it's important because, you know, rather than just have a Twitter to promote things that you have going on, I think, you know, your followers appreciate you actually having a conversation with them or maybe retweeting something for them, whether it be a charity or someone sick or, you know, your words can go far, and I believe in that. So, you know, I try to interact with most of my followers, and it's fun. It's something that I enjoy doing.
It definitely makes you seem more personable on Twitter versus some other celebrities you see where it is just straight promo with them or you only see them tweet other industry people or other entertainment celebrity people. So I think you've tweeted me back once or twice before too, and like it goes a long way with people. So, and I actually asked my Twitter followers if they had any basic questions for you. One of the main ones that some of my friends ask, because I'm in Wisconsin, so we're kind of far from big fashion capitals and entertainment news and everything like that. And a basic question people were asking, do you have any plans to open another store to kind of mirror your boutique that you have in Miami?
As far as another actual storefront location, no. Mm-hmm. But what I'm doing is I'm going to continue to, you know, I have everything that I have in my store is online. But, you know, okay. In a few months, I'm definitely going to focus on that more and just not only add more inventory that's affordable, but because what I eventually would like to do is just have, you know, an online store. You know, it's much easier to manage. You know, my life is crazy. Before the show, I was able, you know, before the show, I was at my store 6 days a week from, you know, 11 to 7. But, you know, I can't do that anymore because obviously things have changed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'll have everything online. So if I don't open another storefront, you can order it online, girl.
Okay, I'll be sure to let them know. I actually had a friend who was in Miami last week, and she said she did go into the store, and she absolutely loved it.
Oh, thank you.
And I think she bought something. I'm not sure, but she tweeted about it constantly that she was in Dolce, and she updated her Foursquare and everything. So it's actually kind of – I've never been to Miami, but if I do, I would actually love to go to the store.
Yeah, Miami is a fun place.
Yeah, I need to get to Florida. I have family in Orlando, but I've never actually been to Miami, so try to make a trip there maybe this year or next year. Definitely soon, though. And the last Twitter question was, aside from Basketball Live, do you have another reality show that you would consider a favorite or that you're a fan of?
I'm a fan of Jersey Shore. I watch Jersey Shore. Basically, I know. I think that they're funny. You know, they all they do is party and you know, fight. But, you know, but I also think that a few of the characters are funny. So, you know, that's my guilty pleasure.
I think you and the rest of the world, I just started watching Jersey Shore maybe last season, and I'm just completely, completely addicted to it now, too. So,
yeah.
But I do want to... Thank you again so, so much for doing the interview. Everyone be sure to follow Evelyn on Twitter at Evelyn Lozado. Basketball Wives returns February 20th. So be sure to check VH1 for your local times and listings. Look out for her new makeup line that is coming out soon, and be sure to pick up her book, which is Wives Association.
Yes, the first book is, the series is called The Wives Association. The first book is called The Inner Circle.
The Inner Circle, okay.
And that's, The Inner Circle, and that's coming out on June 5th.
June 5th,
So
okay.
You can pre-order now. You can pre-order now on Amazon.com. Sorry.
Oh, okay, great. And I'll even post that information down below on the blog. But thank you again so, so